Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
I mean, it's a busy week, and even after the show, got to get ready. I got to go out of town for the job, but it's busy. What about you?
Extremely busy. Regular work is busy, but side work is very busy. Valentine's Day is quickly approaching, and I am swamped with orders, which is a beautiful thing. I am not complaining. It's a wonderful thing. I just have a lot on my plate, but I can do it with maybe about 4 or 5 Red Bulls, but I can get it done.
Well, I'm happy. I look forward. I look forward to the show tonight. You know, I was excited. I know it was a busy week, but you know what? Sometimes I need to go. I think we talked about it before. You know, it's hump day, but I need to get over that hump.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad I'm actually off tomorrow. But, you know, I'm off from the regular job, but that just gives me more time to get the other job done. So it's going to be quite interesting.
Right.
And I get a wonderful reward at the end of the week. You know, for those of you who are in the New York area, you know that the All-Star Game is being held here. So I happen to hold tickets to go to the Celebrity Game on Friday night.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yes.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm pretty stoked about that. I'm excited. So I'm going to have to get some sleep so I can truly enjoy the game and not fall asleep. But I am definitely, I was definitely looking forward to this show tonight. This is going to be different. This is going to be kind of special. You know, we don't usually segregate the show very much, but tonight is a little different, and I think with Valentine's Day coming, we kind of needed to address the issues. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what's tonight's topic?
Tonight we are talking about when a man loves a woman, how a man needs to be, he needs to be wanted. He wants to be wanted. And I think because of how society portrays our men and the boxes that they're supposed to be in and the shoes that they are supposed to fill, we get the misinterpretation that men don't have the same desires and needs as we do. I think it's not about gender, it's human nature. And we all want to feel wanted. So we're going to kind of talk about that tonight. However, not to be remiss, we have to do our Black History Facts.
Yes.
You know, I'm all about a little education.
Well, no, all of right. course, education is the key. What's this week's topic?
Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about a man named Henry Fox Brown. Henry Fox Brown was born in 1816 in Louisa County, Virginia, and he was born a slave. He was a slave for 33 years before he escaped. And like many slaves, you know, he attempted to run away. He attempted many times, you know, it was very risky. He had gotten beaten for running away, brought back. And it was kind of the final straw for him when his slave owner sold his wife and children to an out-of-state slave owner. And he just felt that that was an act of cruelty that was just beyond repair. So, and this is how ingenious our people are. And this is why I say we can do whatever we want to do. Mr. Henry Box Brown came up with an idea. And he built a 3-foot by 2.5-foot box with two air holes. And he shipped himself from Virginia to Philadelphia. He designed it in a way where he was taking on a rail car, horse-drawn carriage, and a steamboat. And once he reached the shores in Pennsylvania, when they went to open the box, they didn't know who the box belonged to. And on March 22nd in 1849, out of the box came Henry Box Brown, hence the nickname Henry Box Brown. And I like this little fact because it just shows that we are an ingenious set of people. We can come up with ideas and thoughts that most people may or may not have ever thought of. Who would have even imagined at that time, you know, taking a risk and shipping yourself in a box? All kinds of things could have happened. The box could have fell. He could have gotten burst open. The box could have gotten lost. Could have died in the box. But because of his determination to have something so much better than the life that he had for 33 years, he was determined that this was not going to be how he died. He was not going to die on somebody's plantation. He was determined to die a free man. So I just wanted to kind of salute Henry Box Brown for his ingeniousness. And that's our Black History Fact for tonight.
Wow. Very good. Now,
thank you, teacher.
Knowledge is the key, you know. But for being the first set, I mean, tonight, you know, I said, you know what? Let me just let you know the feeling just roll over me when pulling out some of the music. So you know, we went back. I went in the crates on some stuff, you know, songs that reflect a man love for a woman. Just various songs. I mean, so many out there, you know. And to our ladies that's listening, please understand, it's nothing more special than a woman's love as well. But sometimes, you know, we as men got to get off our high horses and understand loving a woman is very special. It's very special. You know, we love a woman. When a man loves, and I'm going to say, let me say it again. When a man loves a woman, it's nothing in the world that he will not do for her. You know, just before we get into the music segment, I want to bring on Uli. We have Uli from the Every Woman Talk Show. So I'm going to bring her on briefly before we go into this first break. And I'm going to definitely keep Uli online with this one. Well, once again, welcome to the show. Once again, it's the lovely Miss Uli Wells of the Every Woman Talk Show. What's going on, baby?
Hi, Uli.
Everybody, hello. I'm not going to stay long because you know I have something to do.
Oh, wonderful.
But I definitely wanted to chime in with you guys tonight.
Well, anything that you give us, we thoroughly and gratefully appreciate.
I'm sure you do.
On the
devil. Oh, gee, thanks. I can't. I don't like her anymore.
What are you guys talking about? What's going on your show tonight?
Yeah, before we go on the break, I would like you to get your input about a man's love from a woman's perspective.
A man's love for a woman. You know what? We talk so much about, you know, giving and taking and giving and taking. Sometimes we as women don't believe that they need just as much love and attention and affection as we do. We forget that. We forget that, you know, it takes two people to be in love. It takes two people
Amen.
To be in love, not one. It takes two people to be in love, you know, and to keep that love going, the affection has to come from both sides of the fence. And I'm so big on that, you know. If he sends me flowers, why can't I send him flowers? If he buys me cards, why can't I buy him cards? It is so funny you guys are doing this, you know, a couple of days before Valentine's Day, because we were just talking about that. Someone on my show last night and in general with some friends, that I said to one of the girls at my job, well, I wonder what I should get my friend. And she said, don't get him anything. He should get you something. I was like, absolutely not.
Why?
Absolutely
why is
not
to be more excited?
Yeah, I definitely don't believe that. I definitely don't believe. I think mine should be bigger. But that's only because I'm greedy. That's just because I'm greedy, you know. I don't think that, you know, he shouldn't get something I should. I never feel like that, you know. When birthdays come around, I shower him just like I want to be showered. So you treat people the way you want to be treated. That's all around the board, when it's your husband, your man, your family, your sister, your whatever. The respect goes all around the board. So if you love him and you want him to love you in return the same way, you got to give him what he's giving you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're going to go into our music segment, but as soon as we come back, we're jumping in with both feet right there, because how is it that sometimes as women we want something that we don't want to give, you know, and you know, the quote is, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. So if you want to be treated a certain way, you need to treat that person that same way. What makes you think that by treating them lesser is going to get you what you need and what you want? It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely.
All right. So are we ready to do our first music segment, Mr. Ness?
Yes, we are.
Y'all going way
again,
back. All right.
Yeah, we going
right,
way
now,
back.
Back, you know, again, welcome to the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with your host, Lady J, Mr. Nass, and of course, we got our guest co-host online, the lovely Miss Uli Wells of the Every Woman Talk Show. So, why don't you sit back, listen, and enjoy.
Shadow. Radio. Nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed of that. Relation is beautiful.
You are now in the Relations Slow Jam Mixtape Show on the Shadow World Radio.
Best friend, if he put her down. This is Lady J. You are listening to Relations, the internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow Worlds Radio.
Are you gonna be in love with me? I want you and need you to be, yeah, 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 still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby would end up still in love with me. Are you gonna be, say you're gonna be, are you gonna be, are you gonna be, are you gonna be, say you're gonna be? Well, 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 well. Are you gonna be, say that you're gonna be, still in love with me?
And of course, our guest co-host, Miss Uli Wells. We are back. What's going on? Tonight's topic is when a man loves a woman. And we're going to jump right in. Fellas, I want you to just pay attention also to this show, because it's something remarkable when you hear a woman give their perspective about a man's love. Not in a bashing way, but in the way of embracing, but also in the way of teaching, but also in the way of something that can help us. You know, so you can hear my point of view, and we hope to hear your point of view. And if it's all good, you just want to listen, just chill out, be part of the experience. It's all good. So where we
absolutely
at? Let's go.
Okay, I'm still trying to come back because, you know, Luther does something, and, you know, now the lights are low in here. I put my lip gloss on. I got a candle burning. So I was trying to come back, but since we're jumping in, let me blow the candle out. Yeah, I'm someplace else. But when I happened to mention this topic to a few people, they were really eager to listen. I was hoping that they would be eager to talk as well, but they were eager to listen. And the men that I spoke to felt that it was a conversation that was long overdue. They really felt that it's something that's not addressed. And when you think about it, In every aspect in society, everything is geared, especially about emotions, towards a woman. Because, you know, women, we wear our emotions on our sleeve. And I love the fact that we're doing this show right before Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is a huge, huge holiday that's geared towards love, relationships, like. But truth be told, when you think about it, it is often geared towards women.
Absolutely.
It is often geared towards a man showing a woman how he feels about her, how he's professing his love for her or his feelings or wherever they are in a relationship. But on the flip side, and let's break it down for what it is, especially this particular day. Men are kind of pigeonholed and pushed into a corner to spend money to profess their love to this woman that they're with, or show them where they're going, or whatever the case may be. So why is it one-sided? You know, and at the end of the day, most women feel that, oh, well, all he wants is just sex. You know, he'll give me a great gift. He'll spend all this money. He'll take me out. He'll do this. And all he needs is sex.
Well, that's not true, because he's getting that any damn way.
That's not the case. And even if it's a new, if it's a new partnership, and maybe sex hasn't even necessarily happened
yet. But see, that's the unfortunate thing, that we think that that's what life is about. You know, we
but
don't
that's
court
the perception
anymore.
That's been given.
We just
that's
absolutely
the
we don't
given.
Court anymore. We just jump into one movie and sex.
But
and
the
we
thing
think
is
that's
that,
all that they're looking for. And for some men, that is all they're looking for.
Okay, for some men, but for a lot of men, it's not. For men that are in relationships, that are truly committed in relationships, where you're already getting the sex, where you're already getting all of that. What is it that they need? What is it that they want? And every single solitary man I spoke to, whether they were in a relationship, whether they were quote-unquote single and dating, it was they want to feel needed. They want to feel loved.
But
they
then,
want
but
to feel
then,
wanted.
What's your favorite thing? A closed
mouth
don't get fed. Well,
absolutely.
Sometimes the unfortunate thing is they don't express. See, we express our feelings because we're emotional people. So we tell you, we express to you, whether it's through crying and screaming, throwing something at you, whatever the case may be, we express that. Men don't do that. We say
because
it's allowed a day to go on and on.
Men are socialized from day one not to show their emotions. Let me tell you,
okay,
when you have a child
that's
a son, when you have a son, and your son falls versus when your daughter falls, first thing you tell a little boy is, man up. Even though he's two.
But what I'm saying to you, if you spoke to these men now and that's their senses on it, then you need to speak up. You need to talk up. Those days are over then. We need to now have a new form of how we relate to one another. Yes, we do know. We also know that back in the day that daddy brought home the bacon and mama fried the bacon. And unfortunately, that ain't the case anymore. Everybody frying the damn bacon now, and everybody making the damn bacon. So
okay,
since
and
we
that's
feel
true.
That way, right, since we feel that way, since we know that men, we, Jackie, you and I are very out of the box. Because
absolutely.
We don't need him to tell us he needs the love. We're showing that anyway because it's just who we are.
Well,
but
I was just about to jump in
day,
with you at that point and say that because that was one of the points that you often bring up is that, you know, when you're in a relationship, there are certain things that shouldn't have to be said. I totally believe that you need to open your mouth, but you're right. I shouldn't have to wait for you to show me that you care. If we're in this relationship and we are building something, that should come. So I think my point is, especially for women, it doesn't stop. We often harp on men, and maybe I'm a little one-sided tonight, and that's because I'm trying to stress the point. But we often harp on men about, you need to do this, you need to show that, you need to buy this, you need to produce that. But relationships are give and take. And there should be giving and taking. Not you give and I take. It's giving and taking. It's not either or. It's both. It's about making the yoke even. And if we can't say to our man, if you can't just walk by, even if you slap him on the back of his neck while he's watching TV, I love you, punk. He don't look at you like, why you hit me? But you don't understand that I love you out of nowhere for no reason. You don't want anything. You just happen to feel that you needed to tell. You don't understand. That goes a long damn way for a man to know that. Yes, sir.
I would like to chime in as a man. I actually spoke to quite a few of men that I know around work, around the gym, just a couple guys that I know. I agree. I totally agree. I agree parts of what Udi's saying. I agree part of what you're saying as well, Jackie, because you have a lot of men. A lot of men sometimes, I mean, let me say those men that do not communicate how they feel and how they want to be loved, it's because of fear. Whether it's something they just have been taught, but they don't know how to express it. Let me say this loud and clear. Just because maybe some men may not articulate very well in their communication does not mean they're not trying to ask for help. They may not know how to. Maybe they say little subtle things. Pay attention. The same way we, you know, our women want our men to pay attention. yourself at what they're saying. Pay attention to the communication. There's a lot of men that doesn't know how to love. They don't know how to express, I need affection, or I need you, or I need you to listen to me. Some men don't know how to do that. They may not be taught. Maybe their father's father never been taught. So they don't know. So they go off of fear. So what happens is sometimes a man's natural instinct, and I'm not speaking for not all men, but some men's natural instinct become defensive and kind of like, you know, kind of angry. And it's not that they're being angry at you. Ladies, they're being angry at this more themselves. And they may come out and say, you know, why is he like this? Because he doesn't know how. And if you see,
well, that's
let
also
know,
the cause of lack of communication. That's also the fact that he doesn't know how to express himself. She doesn't know she's not doing what he needs. So, in essence, what happens is he then looks outside of the relationship, not giving even her a chance to meet the needs that he wants.
Okay, well, and that's a good point.
It's not so much as communication. It's got you got to pay attention. You got to look at a lot of things. You got to pay attention to. It's not so much he's looking outside, but sometimes you know women have to understand that man. Hey, listen, you know my man not you know how to communicate, but I'm gonna take the time to try to communicate with him. Let's meet halfway on this. And also, you do have quite a few men these days. They are communicating this to the ladies. They are communicating. I've talked to at least 20 men, and they're basically saying the same thing I'm saying. Listen, we're communicating. Some figure they got to dance through hoops, jump over fires. Not just the communication is more that they have to do. Like you said earlier, has been like, especially around this time, they've been made to feel that they have to do way more. You know, not just communicating, not just doing this. You know, you have to go way out your way. And the woman expects that because they put the death what they like inside says, look, you have
but
to.
But I think that's when a woman needs to tell her man, you know what? I know you love me. You don't have to go out and spend half the rent money and then stress about
that's
that.
That's what you show shit to me. That would show nothing to me.
In order to show me that you care for me. You know, and let me tell you something. One of the greatest gifts I ever got was a handmade card, and they just professed their feelings and what they felt for me in the little construction paper card.
Yeah.
It was one of the most beautiful things that ever that I still own today.
For real women, it's the little things that count, and for real men, it's the little things that count. When you start going overboard, then you're compensating for something. That's not love. Something is wrong there. You think you gotta you think you gotta go way beyond, unless that's who your woman is or that's,
I'm gonna
let,
say,
who,
that's
who your man is.
Unless that's
what it is,
that's
right. If that's what it is, then that's what it is. You know, but if you feel like you need to do that to bring the spice back into your marriage, your relationship, then you are dead wrong because money don't make it, honey. Money don't make it better.
But unfortunately, and like I said, I'm real one-sided tonight. Unfortunately, our men are bombarded with that very idea. When you look at commercials, when you look at, like I said, this holiday, when you look at a lot of things, it is often geared towards a man giving, doing. It's never about reciprocation. We never teach, and I'm talking as a whole, I'm not speaking as individuals, because we are definitely three individuals that are very different, but it's often taught that this is how men show that they love, and this is how women reciprocate that. And unfortunately, that's where our issues start to come into play, because if men are being taught one thing and are expected to do one thing and women are expected to do another thing, then that's where we have friction and we have those issues. And when you get into a relationship and you love your man and your man loves you, how hard is it really to let that man know, you know what, we're good, just for no reason. We're good. For whatever reason it is today, I'm loving me some you. That's really okay. It's really okay.
That's hard.
So, yeah, it's hard. But, you know, and again, men shouldn't have to feel that, like you said, Nat, they shouldn't have to feel like they have to walk over coals and crush glass and, you know, fight a tiger in order to show that they love you. And, you know, I don't care what anybody says. People say that women are fragile.
women are so strong. Women are emotionally stronger because we are allowed to show and profess our emotions and nobody says anything. I could walk downtown Newark on the corner of Broad and Market and be sobbing, and somebody will come up to me and say, "Well, honey, what's the matter? Are you okay?" And they will try to comfort me. Let a man do that. What the hell is wrong with his faggot ass? What's wrong with him? And it's just about how the roles are different. And I don't understand, because once we get into a relationship, once we have our home, and I don't necessarily mean the four walls, I mean the home that is our heart that connects us, you should be able to say anything you need to say. You should be able to bring those walls down and be able to tell me whatever it is, and I should be able to be there for you. It's really okay. You should be able to be yourself. When you come home and after the world has beat my man up, I want to be there to be like, "It's all right, baby. I got you. For right now, I got you."
Well said. I mean, I agree. Just wholeheartedly agree. Definitely. I mean, guys, I mean, it's so hard at times, you know, to when some men to express themselves, especially the things that they go through. And I just think it's imperative, fellas, if you're listening to the show, you know, she's not going to know how you feel unless you say something. There's no tough guy. There's no I'm not like that. I don't get down like that. Let me tell you something. You don't say something, you don't act, and don't just make your words loose words. You got to have some substance behind it. And what's the old cliche, ladies? You know, action speaks louder than words. Ain't nothing worse than a woman. You tell a woman something and you do not follow through. You do not follow through. Be a man of your word. It makes you look hard. And also, you jeopardize your relationship or the person that you're trying to get. So I say that to you, fellas. Not just to be, not talking to each other, just keeping it 100 with you guys and listening to the show. If you say something to your man, say something to a person you're trying to meet, if you're going to go on a date, you know, be that person. Don't be something later on you get exposed. So, I mean, I'm just telling that to you fellas that listen to the show. You know, I know a lot of you fellas right now get texts like your crew, and a couple of salutes. I'm getting texts. You know, that's all it is. Just be who you are. Don't try to be something you're not. Because when you got to be something that you're not, you got to keep on being that other person. And when it's time for you to really be who you are, you know, you need that support. It's like, you look at that person, look at you like, "Well, wait, where this person came
from?" So true.
Absolutely.
So it's just best so being true. Who you are. And be honest. And, you know, fellas, if you're trying to go, don't F that up. What was that? What was a movie? I think he made, I don't know, what, 20 relationships like that? So are you going to jeopardize, you know, 80% of your relationship, 80% of your relationship will have 20% of something else that can jeopardize the 80%? Come on now.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, on both of our shows, we often talk about, I think we talk about communication every single solitary week, no matter what our topics are. And it always goes back to communication, you know, to keep a relationship strong. And even when you're first starting out, it is so important to be able to tell people, talk to people, let them know who you are, let them see who you are. And, you know, that way you can see if this is a person that you want to bother spending your time with when you're first starting out. And then when you're in a relationship, this is what keeps the relationship solid. I can never profess enough that communication is a foundation. It's just like building a house. If you got a shoddy foundation, your house is going to fall apart from the bottom up, and you're going to have nothing to support it. So it is important to be able to be, as they say, you got to be 100. You got to be upfront. You got to tell people where you are and what your needs are. And then also, too, you know, and oftentimes when we talk about the sexual part, the physical part of relationships, we often talk about picking up cues from your partner. Be in tune to your partner. Pick up cues from your partner. You know, ladies, be able to understand that sometimes that frustration he comes home with has nothing to do with you. And give him that space. Just like when you had a bad day and those badass kids are working your last nerve and you say to him, "Why can't you take these kids? You see I'm stressing out." Same thing goes for him. When he comes home and you know there's nothing that's happened between the two of you, and he comes home and he's a little tight-lipped and he's feeling some kind of way, after you say hello and, you know, you see this is not going anywhere, maybe you need to give him a little bit of space. But please understand, the very same things you want are the same things that he wants. This goes beyond gender. Like I said, it is human nature. Everybody wants to feel loved. Everybody wants to feel needed, especially when you are in a relationship. I was doing some research and just go type in, do men feel that they need to be needed? And believe it or not, in this day and age, men feel less needed and less wanted than ever. Because the key point that Uli brought up is women are self-sufficient. Women can go out and make their own money. It is not frowned upon so much to be a single mother. So we don't need men for those things. You got women who can mow their own lawns, paint their own house, kill a spider. I'm not the kill a spider type. I can change my own oil. I can change my own tires. I don't need a man for those things. But guess what? If my man is around and I need my tire change and I need my oil change, and I'm a damn sure jump up on him and kiss him to death when he kills that spider. Because I appreciate him. I appreciate what he's done. He didn't have to do it. I could have done it easily. He'd be like, you know how to do it. Yeah, well, you know what? I want you to do it. You know, and if even when he volunteers and says, well, baby, I know that your oil needs to be changed, I'm going to go take it and get it done, you know, or I'm going to go ahead and stop at the store, you know, what do we need at home? Or on those wonderful rare occasions, it's don't worry about dinner, I got it.
Right.
You know how far a thank you goes?
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, a thank you goes a long way, babe. I really appreciate that. You know, good looking out. However it is that you need to let him know that what he did meant something to you. From the biggest to the big to the smallest of the small. It is important to let your partner know that they're appreciated. That you don't take them for granted. And in this busy life that we have right now, it's real easy to get caught up in taking somebody for granted. Like, okay, that's what you're supposed to do because you're the man of the house. Or that's what you're supposed to do because you're the woman of the house. Guess what? I still need you to say, good looking out, good job, thanks, babe, I appreciate that. It goes a long way. And who knows? It may get you that diamond you're looking for.
All right.
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, before we go to the next point, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, it's important. When people don't think that, you know, just a woman's love is important, just as much as a man's love is important. Man, you know, all my fellas, you got to recognize that what you do is important. So don't think you're just doing something just for physical aspects. You're doing something like an investment. It's important what you do, how you perceive yourself, your perception to you. Don't be complacent about in the relationship that you're in. Do not become complacent as a man. Understand it takes those things to keep the woman, to take things to get the woman. So you have to put in work. Understand what you're doing is very important. I think that's another phase of this whole when a man loves a woman. You got to realize what you do is important. You got to realize you're important. You got to realize she's important. And it will validate your love that you will give and receive. But I just wanted to say that before we go to the next break. I mean, what do you think, Jack?
Absolutely. It is super de duper uber important to let, and that just sounded so like 11. Super de duper uber.
Super
de
duper.
Of course, it's so important to let your partner know that you appreciate them, that you love them. You know, even from a simple post-it note left on the mirror to making that favorite meal that he likes. And that's some of the things we're going to talk about when we come back from break. You know, doing some of those things that your partner likes.
You know what?
Not just letting them know.
Them, Jackie, but continuing to do them. But sometimes we start something because it's new and it's fresh, And then we just, you know, after a while, we just don't do it anymore. We get comfortable.
And that goes both ways. And we're going to talk about, you know, men, you want to feel loved, but the same, I'm going to put it out there, the same shit you did to get her is the same shit you need to do to keep her.
But
ladies also, too, your damn head wasn't tied up every single night. Untie your hair sometimes. Take off those old raggedy stained pajamas. But we're going to talk about that when we come back from our next music break.
Well, I have to leave you guys. I love you. And
thank you, Uli.
I'll talk to you guys soon. All right. No doubt. Wayne, let's hit it. Let's go. Oh, we got a strong back. When you get all that man, at least all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow.
Can I turn you on?
No.
Internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
We are back. Just going over the playlist a little bit. When a man loves a woman kicked off the show. You had to go with Luther. The second set, we had to go with Silk, Lose Control. Right after that, we kept it in the 90s there for a second. It was a Drew Hill, Beauty. Then, of course, we ended off with UNV, All I Have. And I think that's pretty much self-explanatory. When you don't have too much, you're just giving your best. Just give your all. That's what the men were talking about. Just giving your best, giving your all. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, and if you do that, you give your best, you give your all, nothing else can be taken away from you.
Hi,
Yeah, you really pull beauty out like that? Really?
Really? Yeah.
We're going to have to talk after the show.
Watch it.
Yeah, watch it. Be careful now. Okay. I'm back and I'm focused. Okay. So we wanted to come back and we wanted to talk about, you know, some of the things that you can do to make your partner feel appreciated. And so one of the things that we often talk about when we are talking about keeping the spice alive in a relationship, keeping the romance alive, we oftentimes talk about date night. And date night is wonderful. Date night can be that we actually go out of the house and do something, or date night can be at home with no kids and we do something special inside. But I think date night is not limited to he prepares a date night as far as, you know, he has to take you to dinner and a movie. Why don't you invite him out for date night? You know, as his woman, you prepare date night. So if he is, you know, coming home from work and he knows it's date night, you know, he let him shower, change, or whatever, and you drive. And you let him sit in the passenger seat and relax and, you know, where are we going? Don't worry, I got it. Because first of all, he's your man, you know your man, so you know what he likes and what he doesn't like. So you can go ahead and do a surprise date night. You know, ladies, you might have to knuckle up and see a movie that you wouldn't normally choose, but how many times has he done that for you? So, or pick his favorite restaurant or something like that. I'm also a big fan, especially this time of year. It is cold outside. For the next couple of days, it's going to be in the teens and below zero. How about an indoor picnic? Get a blanket and spread it out in the living room. And just, you know, do some cute little things with your man. You know, it becomes about being creative and getting a little out of the box. But it doesn't have to break the bank. You know, a lot of times we always want to attach a dollar sign to a date night or keeping romance and things of that nature. It's not always about being big and being grandiose and having the overture. It's about simplicity. It's about what you have. Date night can be that I cook your favorite meal and we cuddle up and we watch DVDs. We can watch every one of the Expendables. No matter how much I hate it, but you love it. I will sit through and watch Sylvester Stallone run down the street, even though I know he can't breathe. but, you know, sacrifice for your man to watch the Expendables, you know, or all six or seven of the Rockies, whatever it is. Because, again, you know, because there's like nine of them. But whatever it is, you know, do that for them. And he knows that you can't stand that damn movie.
It goes far.
But, you know, for you to do, right, for you to sit there and actually try to pay attention and not be on your phone texting, because you just sitting there is not enough. You need to engage, you know, so try to pay attention to some of the movie. How many girly chicks has, you know, chick flicks has he had to endure or something else that he didn't necessarily want to do? He's done it because, you know what, he loves you. And those are the things that go a long way. How many times he did not want to go to the mall? He told you he didn't want to go to the mall. Please, baby, don't make me go to the mall. But, babe, I just want you to take me. And it's like, okay, I'm going to sit in the car. No, babe, I need you to come in. Oh, babe, I need you to tell me how I look in this dress. And you know what? He did it. As much as he hates the damn mom. But he did it. You know why? Because he wants to appease you. You know, we want our men to bend over backwards sometimes. And we ladies can get pretty ornery when they don't. And I just ask you to do one simple little thing. You can't do this to me. Even though he just worked a 80-hour week. and he made sure that, you know, the bills were paid, and he helped with the kids, and he fixed whatever around the house. But you say, oh, you can't do this simple little thing for me. But guess what? He came home, and he asked you 2 days ago, babe, is it possible that you can make that dinner I like? And you still gave him that same old plate of spaghetti. And you know what? Well, he ate it because he was hungry, but that's not what he asked you for. Give and take. Give that man some what he wants some of the time. Let him know that, you know what, I listen to you. I hear you. I'm in tune to you. We have the expectation of he's supposed to always be in tune to me. He's supposed to always know what I want. And I know it sounds like I'm woman bashing, but I'm really not. What I'm saying is, ladies, that we have to open our eyes and say, you know what? I got a good-ass man. And I'd like to keep my good man. I want to keep him happy in every sense of the word. I want to keep him happy physically. I want to keep him happy emotionally. I want to keep him happy spiritually. I want to keep him happy just the way he works to keep me happy. Give and take. And you know what?
That's right.
Sometimes,
that's
right. Like I said, give and take is take that scarf off your head. When you met that man, your hair was done. Your face was done, your nails were done, and those are all superficial examples that I'm giving, but you did all of this to keep him interested, and then you got him, and now what? You know, and vice versa, dude, y'all took a shower every day, every time you saw her, you took a shower, you smelled good, you kept your hair tight. You kept your face tight. You were on your best behavior. You used your best manners. You said yes, please, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now what? You know, I often say, you know, it's all about the chase. So now that the chase is over, what do we do now? And we get complacent. We get corny. We get boring. I understand that life happens. I do. But guess what? In order to keep the good thing that you have to give it a shot in the arm sometimes. It's just like when kids get their immunization. You got to get a booster shot. You get shots when you sick.
Mm-hmm.
You get shot. You got to get a booster shot so that you don't catch something. Well, guess what? If you don't want to catch loneliness, if you don't want to catch cheating, if you don't want to catch boredom, you have to give your relationship a booster shot. And sometimes it means, you know what? Yeah, we go to bed like clockwork every single night at 10 o'clock. Guess what? Tonight, baby, we're not going to bed till 11 because I'm going to pull out that little get-up that you like, and I might even find that wig that you like, and we're going to play today. Or, like I said, we're going to sit up and we're going to spend the time and we're going to watch a movie. Or we're going to go out. We're going to make time for each other. And like I said, it's hard. I've raised kids. You know, and I was working full-time mother. I get it. Dad worked full-time, all of that. I get it. But you have to take some time, and hopefully you have a support system where you can tell you guys, so you take the kids for a few hours, not even overnight, a few hours. I'm a big
fan of
hotel night. I think hotel night is a beautiful thing. You know, if you can't do it once a month, once every couple of months, you and him just go off and lock yourselves off from the world. And it's a different atmosphere from home, because when you're home and you close the bedroom door, you still may be thinking about everything else. But when you just have a change of venue, a change of scenery, a change of atmosphere, it can change your whole perception, persona, and attitude. And when you leave from that space, you guys are closer than when you were when you went in. And that's what it's about. It's about keeping that bond. It's about keeping that closeness. It's about keeping that intimacy, which we talked about last week. It's about holding on to all of those things, because those are the firm foundations of your relationship. And when you're starting a relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't pretend. Don't pretend to be something. Don't put on that fake, that phony, because if you can't keep up that lifestyle in which you put out there, you're going to get busted. And then when
that's
it's
right.
like, well, you
that's
don't
right.
do this anymore, you don't do that, that's because you didn't have the capability to really do it in the first place. And I don't just mean tangible things. I mean everything. So if you really don't have that kind of stamina all the time, you shouldn't come to me talking about, well, we're going to get it in for 2 hours because you only usually see me once a week. Because when we get together all the time, I'm going to need my 2 hours. Answer. When you would, I'm just saying, because, you know, if that's what you show me, that's what I'm going to want. You know, if you are not balling out of control and you don't have a pocket full of money, don't try to fake me out and try to get at me that way. I would rather you be you. You know, if you are sensitive, be sensitive. If you're hard, but you got a softer side, let me see that too. Don't pretend to, and ladies, that goes for you too. I mean, we already are so artificial with so many other things. You know, and you know, I'm going to take artificial back. We use accessories. We use accessories. But in your personality, in your character, be real. Be honest. Be who you really are. And people are either going to love you for who you are or they're not. And if they don't, step. Deuces, I'm out. You know, but the same things that you did to get that person are the same things that you're going to need to do to keep that person. Because trust and believe, when we get complacent, when we get in that comfortable zone, it's going to always come back. Well, I remember when we used to. I remember when you used to. I remember when I didn't have to do. I didn't have to say. You just automatically did. This is what you used to do for me. You used to bring me flowers. You used to give me a card. You used to nibble on my ear. You don't do all those things anymore. And 9 times out of 10, the response is going to be, well, you don't do what you used to do either. So now it becomes about that give and that take, that yin and that yang, that being evenly yoked. It comes about us doing the things that we are being honest about and giving them to each other because we want to, because we need to. I still want to be, 10 years in, 15 years, 20 years into a relationship, a marriage, shit, even a situationship, and still be looked at as sexy and loyal and respected and all those things that you felt about me in the beginning. I want to be those same things to you now. You know, if you was his freak in the beginning, you still need to be his freak. Because trust me, he'll find another freak because they a dime a dozen. So if there's that something special that you all have, keep that something special. If he's able to come to you and let his guard down, if he was able to do that in the beginning, don't change on him and be like, oh, you know, you always whining and complaining, man up. Then that's not who you were in the beginning, because you in the beginning, you allowed him to put his feelings out there. So I'm just saying it's important to have that balance. It's important to not let life impede on your relationship all the time. And it's important to show that love.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello? Quick question. Yeah, I'm right here. for the listeners, I just got a text. How does a woman know what a man loves without him saying it?
Well,
some of the things.
Well, you know,
favorite. Truly knows.
I always say that if your mouth and your movements don't match, it don't matter. You know, a man can scream, "I love you, I love you, I love you," but if any of his movements are contrary to that, then you need to question that. Now, the reverse of that is, a man may not be comfortable saying he loves you. But watch him. Watch what he does. Watch how he acts. Watch how he treats you. And yeah, it could be just somebody, you know, who was brought up really well. But a man will show more than he will say. You know, it's interesting. and I, you know, don't look at Steve Harvey as a guru, but in one of his books, he said, you know, men are hands-on. Y'all like to fix stuff. Y'all like to, you know, let me put my hands on it. Let me show you. And when a man can show you through his respect, through the things that he does for you, with you asking, with without you asking, those are the things that you know that this man has emotions for you. This man has feelings for you. And that's what you need to stand on more so than the man's like, girl, I love you. I love you, but you can't never figure out where he is at night. But girl, I love you. I love, yeah. You know, because I think sometimes as women, we often want confirmation. And confirmation for us needs to become verbal. But if you sit down and you open your eyes, and like I said, you know, you take cues from your partner, you see that this man loves you. You know, he bends over backwards to make sure that you have what you need. He takes your emotions and he holds them, he cradles them, he cradles you. He appreciates your sensitivity. He appreciates what you do for him. He doesn't take you for granted. This is a man who loves you. So yeah. Waiting for him to say it, I don't know. I mean, I want to hear it as well, but I damn sure rather have your actions and gestures work.
I agree. Now, we're going to do something different tonight. We wait till a certain time to do a closing remarks. But I want to do closing remarks now, but I want, as we talked about before the show, I want to end off with a song that epitomizes what a man loves a woman. So we're going to do closing remarks. Let's take about a minute or two, Lady Jackie, and let's give a closing remark and let's end strong with a song that I know is like, we call it the slam dunk song. What a man loves a woman.
I've been waiting for this song. Like I said, I can't stress it enough. You know, the need to be needed, the need to be wanted, the need to be desired is not a gender thing. It is a human nature thing. And a man needs it. But not only does he need it, he deserves it just as much as a woman. And, you know your man. You know how soft he is. You know how hard he is. You know how to measure that. But the thing is measure it and give it to him and be okay with giving it to him. And if you can't give it to him as a woman, then maybe you should check yourself as well, you know, because if you feel he doesn't deserve it, then why are you there? But if this is a man that you love, that you know loves you, don't shortchange him. Don't make him question. Don't make him wonder. Because let me tell you, when he has to wonder, he may start to wander. And you damn sure don't want that.
That's right. I think that's well said. You know, my closing remarks is going to be this. I'm going to close out with this song. And you listen to the lyrics, that's my close out. That's it. No words.
Nice.
That's it. So for those listening to the show, you know, my closing remarks is going to be the lyrics of this next song. So without, you know, further ado, we're going to end off strong. When your man says this or a man is professing this, then you know you got a man that loves a woman. Once again, this is the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with Lady Jackie and, of course, Mr. Naz. Check it out.
This is Lady J. You are listening to Relation, the Internet's number one slow jam and adult talk show here on Shadow World Radio.
No matter what you do, and I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true, 'cause my love you, baby.
thinking of you, trying to be more of a man for you. I don't have much of a chance, but we gonna see it through. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 oh. Some men need lots of women for their passion to feel, but I want only you, girl. If this in, if this in. Things got so bad until I had to go to one of my friends and talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, I'm having problems with the woman that I love. It seems that I call her on the phone and I just can't get her to answer. And then I went to her house and I saw a car parked in the driveway. I knocked on the door, but still my knocks went unanswered. And then I went home and I watched television until television went off. And then I played my records until I just didn't want to hear them anymore. And finally I went to bed, but I found myself waking up a few hours later. And the tears were running down my face. And my friend told me, he said, Lenny, you just ought to forget about her. But I told my friend, I said, you know, maybe you've never been in love like I've been in love. And maybe you've never felt the things that I felt. But this is what I told my friend, I said, you know, sometimes you get lonely, you get lonely, you get lonely. Uh-oh, uh-oh, oh, 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 oh. And I cry, I cry, oh, 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 oh. And the tears would fill up in the well, but my eyes are there. And then it got so bad, it got so bad. So one time I thought I'd roll myself up in a big old ball and die. And then I met you, darling, and you smiled at me. Oh, oh, it was such a pretty smile, yes it was. And you shot your hand. You help me! You help me! I'm glad, baby! Oh, oh, baby!
Hope you enjoyed the show this evening. You know, it was the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show when a man loves a woman. We just want to finish out strong and say goodnight to everyone. Lady J?
You guys, thank you so much for listening. There are really no words that can come behind that. That says it all. I don't know if anybody else was singing at the top of their lungs. I was, but, you know, that's perfect. So hopefully you guys will tune in and join us next week, same time, same place, and we look forward to seeing you then or talking to you then.
Thank you, everyone. You have a beautiful evening and enjoy your Valentine's Day week, everyone.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration. Mixtape show on Shadow Worlds Radio.